Well, we're sitting this morning down in the North Kissick Mission Hall, looking across the Firth to Inverness, and speaking to...
My name's Richard Morrison. I'm the project manager of a Christian charity called Reality Adventure Works in Scotland. Our job is to take young people aged 9 to 18 from the Highlands away on residential weekends and week camps at Christian Outdoor Pursuit Centres. These young people are referred to us from social services, from education, from health backgrounds, and they all have one thing in common. They all have difficulty in making friends. Seems funny to say that, doesn't it? But young people do have difficulty in making friends, especially those who have what are described as social interaction difficulties, and they're usually found on the autism spectrum. And so we have this arrangement whereby we take them away for weekends and help them to learn to interact and get on better with each other. So there's benefits for the home, for the school, and in their own social lives. We are helping them to, in one sense, grow up and into the world. And this is quite an important work, not only for the young people, but also for their families, because so often the attention and the care of a parent or carer is focused on this particular young person, and other members of the family can feel slightly left out, having to cope, also become additional carers, so to speak, for these young people. And we're here to relieve that, to make it better, to work alongside these folk in social services and health and education, and together to effect a slow but sure development, which we look forward to seeing in young people.
Now, is this a new venture for you in this part of the world, Richard?
In one sense, it is. It's the culmination of 2 years of planning and spying out the land and sorting out and meeting people and making contacts. The best part about it is that today, the 1st of June 2011, we're moving into premises here in the Highlands. So that represents, in one sense, a completely new work from our work, which is based down near Glasgow in Lindsay.
Good. And along with us today, we have also...
Ruth McBean. My purpose will be to develop the work up here in the Highlands. Very much looking forward to that. And basically, that's raising the awareness everywhere, all of the Highland area, just raising the profile of reality up here and just getting it on the map, so to speak, and developing it through the churches, through schools, getting contacts to have volunteers and to enable the children to get away on weekends. So I'm very excited about it, very passionate about it. And with my colleague Graham Hamilton, he's about to move up from Stirling, and the pair of us will be on the move and looking forward to it.
Thanks, Ruth. Just moving now back to Richard. Richard, also you have employees working with Reality Scotland. You rely substantially on volunteers.
Oh, the key work, Colin, is done by volunteers. And staff are called in one sense, to recruit, to accredit and to train them, so that when they go and take the weekends, they will be looking after these young people. And what I mean by that is they accompany them. They do all the jumping off trees or into trees or onto the water or through the water and things like this. They're the ones who make sure that the young people are comfortable in the outdoor centres. There's lots of things to do. They will be on a one-to-one basis, which is one of the key points that we have about our work. They will be their friends. And by modelling how we get on with people, we hope these young people will discover from their volunteers who are with them how they can make the most of life. And the volunteers are drawn from a whole range of people, which is the most exciting thing. So we have students, we have people who work in coffee houses, we've got people who are in the Christian ministry, we've got nurses, we've got van drivers, we've got IT specialists, we've got teachers. Anyone who wants to say, I want to go and make a difference in the lives of these autistic young people, we'll take them on board, we'll get to know them, we'll train them, we'll accredit them, and then they can come on these sort of things. But it's not just weekends, you know. We've got lots of big plans, I'm sure that Ruth will tell you later, about how we want to develop work during the midweek, how we want to develop work so that they also can bring their friends into social places, youth clubs and things like this, and feel comfortable and feel at home and are able to use these as learning experiences. And when you think about it, you might say, oh, well, aren't there enough youth clubs? The answer is no. The answer is no. And especially so for young people who find difficulty in even getting out of the house. Those sort of things.
I mean, you mentioned Richard jumping out of trees. It's not everyone that can do that.
Yeah, that's what I've discovered. I've reached that sort of maturity of age that says, leave it for people who can do and enjoy those sort of things.
Would that mean that older volunteers or less active volunteers wouldn't be of any help to you?
No, just the opposite. Because everybody can have their own skills worked out. We need men to come and show lads how to knock nails into wood and make things. We need men to come and drive people from here there. We need men to go and play football with the lads, and there are more lads that we meet than girls. We need men to come and be that male figure, because, sad to say, not necessarily amongst autistic children, but as you probably know, that there's far more single parent families around than ever before, and most of those single parents are mums, and they need a male figure, you know, to learn from and to grow up with. So age and gender irrespective, so to speak, it's not so important. It's a question of what do I as a volunteer want to bring to these young people for their benefit, and we'll meet them all.
You mentioned men, and what about the fairer sex?
There, I think, is a better empathetic role which women can bring, mainly because women have better, I'm going to go on a limb here, have better communication skills. They can understand and they can communicate better with a lot more young people.
And you've mentioned church, you've mentioned volunteers. I take it that you work with a whole range of agencies in the work that you do.
Very important indeed, Colin. We work alongside. We are not here to reinvent the wheel, and we don't want to step on people's toes. We want to work in the best integrated way with existing agencies, especially the local churches, with the public services of social services and health and education, and all those things that mean so much for the support of the young people. No doubt about it.
Great. And towards the end of June, Richard, you've got a special launch event.
Oh, very excited about that. Yeah, very excited about this, because on the 29th of June, 7:30 to 9:30, we have our official opening. We call it actually the opening doors event because it signifies not only having an office here and opening the door to people, but actually it shows our intention to come and open the doors in the Highlands for people to be able to welcome these young folk and their needs, and to find people who are of that sort of opening door intention and mindset and spirit that we have. It'll be a great time on the 29th.
But who can come? Sounds amazing.
Oh, yes, it's going to be an open event for anybody who has an interest in this sort of work or the sort of organisation, as a charity, as a Christian organisation that we are. So we're looking at professionals from social workers, teachers and people in the health, right through to the families of the young people and themselves, interested people who might want to come and support us and be volunteers, people who just have that sort of interest in these sort of affairs and events, folk from churches and folk not from churches. An open event, 7:30, Wednesday the 29th of June, and we have a great speaker, and he's an Irishman that I've known a lot for a number of years. His name was John McMurray, now based at the Bridge Project in Dornoch. So we're looking forward to a really good evening for all. It's an open door.
Sounds great.
Thank you very much.